it up life.
We're going global to bring you the biggest, brightest, and best designs that are trending around the world.
Our trek starts with HGTV and Food Network designer Tanya Nyack. From House Hunters on Vacation to Restaurant Impossible to the Billion Dollar Block, Tanya's never at rest unless she's on the move.
And we change planes and go ship to shore and more with Afro-Chic's ever-eclectic Janine Hayes. Taking her inspiration from the world over, Janine sends us postcards from the edge of design.
Our passports are stamped. It's time to fly. The world awaits.
Now boarding for my fix-it-up life.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, and I'm global.
You are?
I am a man of many countries.
Is that because you have an internet connection?
Mostly. I do it through Facebook.
You do? You're a global Facebooker?
I'm global from my living room.
Oh, no.
That's the power of the internet.
The world is scared.
Yeah.
One of the downsides of having the internet is that Mark is actually global.
I am an international force. Tanya Nyack, Restaurant Impossible, HGTV. I would say more things from your bio, but I started reading it, and it was 12 to 13 pages long, 4-point font.
So and he got tired.
So I threw it away.
Yeah.
He just tossed it. That's what men of the international scene do. They just toss things. They just live by the seat of their pants.
That's Mark.
I'm a global trash maker,
is what it is.
Yeah. And that's why he usually has, like, a tear in the seat of his pants, too, because... You know, that's how he lives. You do. You usually do. Have a rip in the seat
of your
pants.
That's because I'm working hard, man. I am working hard like Tanya Nyack does on all of her projects, which are infused with what we would call a global design theme. What? Huh?
He uses the word we as that we would call it that. Because Mark is an expert in global decor.
Oh, naturally. I mean, I don't even know why I'm here, because Mark could totally talk about all the global design.
Okay. All right, Tanya, bear with me for 2 seconds here, because now I'm going to tell you a story. I just built a pergola.
Oh, Lord.
And
you know I love pergolas, right?
Oh, yeah. My God. Do you really?
I built a couple of them on Restaurant Impossible, and Tom has decided that they're no longer called pergolas. They're called purgatories.
Well, Mark loves building pergolas.
Tanya, I will build a pergola with you, and it will be awesome.
Let's do it. I'm in.
There you go.
Play Robert Irvine does not allow garden light, so I have to work for it. I have to fight for it. So are you with me? Are you with me on this?
No garden lights.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. Open flame.
Why doesn't he like garden lights?
I don't know. Here's the thing about garden lights and silk plants, which I'm with him on the silk plants.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he just thinks they look knick-knacky and garbagey. But I have shown him that they can look cool.
It's true. They can look cool, and they can look really tacky. It just depends on what you're using and how you're using them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But back to me and the pergola.
Okay.
Right. Back to you, Mark.
So... I cut and designed a bunch of rafter tail details, and Teresa said, this one, not so much, this one, not so much. And then the one that we chose to use, Teresa says, wow, that's awesome. That's reminiscent of Aztec design that's very popular now.
Ah, nice.
I will
so
tell you.
So very angular? Like
yes.
Step-like?
Well, I actually said it was Mayan.
Oh, Mayan.
Yeah,
okay. Sorry, wrong culture.
It's the same kind of thing.
At any rate, I invented it out of the ether in someone's backyard. So I just want you to know that I'm infused.
I think you were channeling the spirits. I think you were channeling some kind of spirit to create that, right?
No, I can't. I can't ever be given the credit for it.
It came from your essence.
It has to be from somewhere else.
Well, and I think, too, you know, looking at the work that we've seen Tanya do on HGTV and Restaurant Impossible and everywhere else, that, like, you do have sort of a sense about this whole global, you know, this global trend that's really hot right now, that's something that it seems like you've been doing for a long time naturally in your designs. And I think I want to give you a little bit of credit for, like, you know, making it hot.
You know, I try. Well, let me tell you, though, I've been really lucky in the sense that the last series that I did with HGTV was called House Hunters on Vacation. So I had the opportunity to not just travel and see these beautiful, fun, exotic places, but I was also in charge of showing these gorgeous homes that had a bit of the flair of wherever we were. Like Santa Fe, New Mexico, for example, has a very different style than Scotland, you know? And so we got to do all these beautiful places, and it definitely gave me an eye into the real deal and how to incorporate it back at home, back here in the States. You know, and plus I'm from India. So, like, I was born there. I go back to visit all the time. So as far as global design is concerned, totally. It's what I live. Live, breathe, eat, sleep.
Well, I kind of think that my husband, Mark, is thinking right now, now we have to travel around the world in order to be on trend. Is that what you're thinking?
Already on it.
Although, I think Teresa's trying to get me to say that so that you guys will now do a trip around the world.
Oh, that'd be great.
The good thing is that you're right about the internet. I mean, all you need is Google Images. Like, I type in the craziest, weirdest combos, like Moroccan-style, modern loft, and then you'd be amazed what pops up. Like, something will always pop up on Google Images no matter what you type in. So it's a nice way to kind of get the ball rolling.
That's a great DIY tip. It really is. For someone who doesn't really have a sense of their own sense, and I'm guilty as charged, so I could type in a couple of things I like, country, rustic, wild, outside, made of wood,
say
pergola, and
right.
You could type in that cockamamie stuff, and the algorithm would spit something back at you that maybe gets you the first step down the road.
Right. And, you know, I think in working with clients nowadays, I ask them to put a Pinterest board together for me because I've had instances where a client will say, you know, I would really love a Mediterranean design. And then I end up spending a lot of time pulling together Mediterranean, what I think is Mediterranean, into a concept board. And so, for example, this particular client, I came back to her with very Greek island type of style. You know, when I think Mediterranean, that's what I think of. I think of blues, whites, breezy, fresh. And I think what she had intended in her mind, Mediterranean, was Tuscan. You know, Italian fields of grapes and, you know, all of that style. And it was totally different. So it's nice to have that as a tool when you are trying to pull together a look. Pinterest is like a living concept board for you.
And I think that is such a good point, too, communicating through pictures, because even, you know, spouses, husbands and wives, couples,
yes,
trying to communicate, this is what I think that I want to do, and in words, it doesn't really paint the picture for the other person about what it is you really want to do. Like,
I walk away from conversations with Teresa, and she had one conversation,
right?
And evidently I had another.
Yes.
And it's like, and then we come back to meet in the middle, and we can't find the middle because, you know, the Tuscan Mediterranean Greek thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what happens. It's a miscommunication. But, you know, I do have a few tips on, like, some real simple DIY projects that you can do on your own that will add a little bit of that ethnic, global vibe in your space and super easy. So, you ready?
I'm ready. Seatbelt time.
Right. I'll lay it on you. So, for example, you could take, you know, those kilim rugs? It's K-I-L-M. They almost have that sort of Aztec design on them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a really, I think, or a Turkish rug. They're that heavy woven, they're not quite like a shaggy rug, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
they're sort of like a nice flat jute rug. So you could use that and actually reupholster an ottoman. All right, first of all, just using one of those adds a bit of a flair into the space anyways. But if you want to take it and use it in a different way, take an old ottoman and reupholster it with one of those. Perfect. To give like a nice, cool look in your space. Of course, baskets, you know, the flat, round baskets are great in a series of them on the wall. That'll always do something beautiful. Me being from India, I love saris, the prints from the saris, which are what the women wear, where they wrap around their waist and up and over their shoulder. So you can use that fabric for a tablecloth for a great dinner party. I mean, things that are really simple. It's just a matter of getting your hands on them and just thinking creatively with it.
I really love those tips and using things that are intended for one thing in a different way.
Yeah, and it's easy and it's fun and it has that flair.
I like that flair. Are you?
Now, I have a question for you because you're talking about being from India and traveling back there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there, and I'm going to use House Hunters on Vacation as a specific, is there a particular place in the world that you sort of, and this doesn't have to come into your design, but feel most at home? Like, do you like to take a Caribbean vacation or go skiing in Aspen or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Where does Tanya go when Tanya's not, wants to be inspired? And could you please speak about yourself in the third person? Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So Tanya actually really enjoys sitting on a beach and just zoning out when I'm out here. But I do love traveling. I have a trip coming up to Turkey. I've been to Spain several times. I just love to take in the whole culture, from the food, even the smells, the design, the decor, the architecture. All of it. I don't know. I mean, I love travel. It's always been the case since I was very young. So for
everyone who's traveling to Boston, what restaurant should they go to there that you've recently designed?
My new restaurant, which is called Back Bay Harry's. So that one is in the Back Bay area. And we just opened it about 5 months ago. But I'm actually standing, if you hear an echo around me or people yelling or hammers, I'm in a restaurant that we designed. I'm not an owner of this one, but it's beautiful. It's on State Street in Boston, and it's called Bostonia. And you want to talk about pulling inspiration, this whole restaurant was designed on the inspiration of old Boston.
Wow.
I'm in love with it. I would love to go there, but I would only go to yours to name drop you. Hey, where's Tanya?
Listen,
by the way, I know Tanya.
Nice to come. When are you coming to Boston?
When are we going to Boston, Mark?
We're going to Brimfield.
We are, but that's not Boston.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah, it's not Boston. It's not close enough to sort of swing in
and
check
closer.
Out Back Bay Harry's on Commonwealth Avenue. Is it on Commonwealth Avenue? I have no
idea.
But
you guys are in Pennsylvania, right?
We are. We're in Philadelphia.
Okay, so enough with the excuses. It's not that far. Just get over here already.
It really isn't that far, Mark. You should really take me on a trip.
You know what we should do, Tanya? Let's come up and see you. We'll give you our children. Then we'll go to Back Bay Harry's and then
I'm
wish you were there.
That. Done.
Our children are really nice, too.
I've seen pictures of them. I've seen you guys tweeting on Instagram and all that stuff, and I'm in.
And they're handy.
Adorable.
They can help with the restaurant.
Oh, good. I'll put them to work. Don't you worry about that.
Put yourselves to work and check out Tanya. Follow her at Tanya Nyack on Twitter. Check her out on Facebook. Check out her umpteen thousand shows on every network in America. And check us out. We'll be back, and we'll teach you how to build a pergola right after this. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The door was smashed, she said that she was the bomb. Spend our summer holding on.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
And you're inside my fix-it-up life with I'm still married to her, my wife, Teresa.
Well, yeah, Mark. I mean, we are married. Did you do something during the break?
We are married, but sometimes when you're working with your spouse,
yes.
Sometimes you just think, what am I doing?
You know, celebrating the other person's charisma and talents and joy and, you know, holding hands and running through daisies, right?
I think I stopped listening at hands and charisma.
Oh, okay. We've got another couple on the line, and they work together, too.
Yes, Janine and Brian from AfroChic.com. Are you currently still married?
Yes, we are.
Still happily married.
Yeah, high five to you guys. And I want to congratulate you guys. We haven't talked to you since your book came out, Remix, Decorating with Culture, Objects, and Soul.
Yes, yeah, it's been a while since we've talked, and the book came out in November, and it's doing well, and we're excited that, you know, that for us, we don't have kids, but for us, that actually was our baby. I think writing a book, I don't know how it is, Teresa, I can say, but I've heard that writing a book is like giving birth, and I think for us, it was definitely a challenging experience, but we've loved every minute of it.
Well, you know, Mark and I have had the pleasure of writing books, and I have actually had a baby as well. So I can tell you that the process is it's very similar. And then when you have it and you're as joyful, you know, about the finished product because it takes so long to create. But I have to say that giving birth is a little more painful. Just one.
Yes, I'm sure.
Except for Mark, who during labor,
this
he
is
said,
good. This,
this
is good.
One of my favorite things my husband's ever done is you know, during labor, he says to everyone in the room.
Oh, yeah. I would say to the doctors and nurses, you have no idea how hard this is on me.
Yeah. And they all laughed. And I'm like, okay, really? Like, I'm having a baby here. Seriously, guys?
Yeah, that worked out well for me.
It really worked out well for Mark.
Yeah, it sounded like you probably paid for that later.
maybe so when I had to paint a white line down the middle of our house.
Okay, so you guys were telling to us before we started the interview during break, and what is the deal with your advice about painting a white line down the middle of the house?
Painting a white line down the middle of the house is a good idea as long as one side is for work and one side is for not work.
See, we haven't mastered that yet. See, for us, Mark and I, we're either talking about work or we're talking about the kids.
Yeah. No, we understand that. I think we definitely like to have a place for work and a place for play, and I think that's totally important for us to be able to get through our days because we, like you guys, do work together all day, and we're in the house a lot of the time because we're working in our studio.
Yeah, we try to keep everything contained in the studio, just have the one place and not let work kind of leak out, but it never happens. I mean, we'll end up working in the kitchen or at the dining room table or wherever we are.
You know, my biggest problem with that, too, is that when we're out in the world, I get inspired by anything. I mean, it could be like, it could be a bug on the side of the road. It could be like, you know, a leaf or, you know, a random car. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then I start thinking about all the different things that we're doing. And there's a solution to something that we're trying to create. And I can't contain it. I don't. How do you do that? Janine, tell me how you do that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will say, and I'm sure this happens with your husband as well, I am definitely, you know, being the creative director, my mind is the same. I'm always just struck by creativity and want to do, you know, sometimes kind of out there crazy things when we're designing a new product or working on an article. But I think my husband is a very good balance in terms of kind of reeling it in sometimes and really helping me to focus and think about, you know, how do we share the best thing with our audience or our clientele. So I think it really does work that we balance each other out. I'm extremely crazy creative, and Bri is definitely, you know, you're definitely the more practical side of AfroChic.
Yeah, but we definitely know what you mean about inspiration coming from anywhere. I can't tell you how many times we've been out and seen anything, and Janine is convinced that I take better iPhone pictures than she does, so I can't tell you how many pictures of, city tree grates or the sides of buildings or even random patterns of fallen leaves. I've taken pictures of that have become anything from wallpaper designs to new pillow ideas.
So, like, wow. you just roll with that. But at first, were you like, you want me to take a picture? What?
I think he was like that. But, we have a picture that he took last spring that we actually Instagrammed. I think it was last spring when all these petals were falling down in Old City. And we ended up being able to take that photo and make it into a batik print that is currently being hand-dyed in Rwanda as part of a new collection we're putting together. So it all works.
So it works. It works. I've become accustomed to the process.
Well, I have to say, you know, we started talking to Janine maybe 3 years ago, I'd say, just a little bit after, you know,
yeah.
I think you were moving or had just moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
From California.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking about, like, I think it was, like, the juju hats or something like that, and, you know, describing all of this art with us that's from around the world, and now it's such a big trend. Like, everyone's doing it. Everyone's talking about trying to be having global influences in their design. So, you know, it's exciting that you were able to do a book about it as well, to share all that inspiration with everyone.
Oh, it's really been so rewarding. I think that, you know, when we started Afro Chic, now 7 years ago, when we started blogging, you know, one of the things was to, you know, share this diversity that was happening in design, this culture, and this, you know, unique global style. And now 7 years later, to have a book that really does bring everything that we've been talking about together, whether it's talking about, you know, an ECOT print or a juju hat or all of these great global pieces that you can bring into your space that add to, you know, modern design, that add color and texture and pattern. It's been very exciting to kind of, I guess, capture what's happening in modern design. And Brian and I have both said that, you know, what we're seeing now in terms of, like you said, if you're now going on Pinterest, you're going to see a lot of these global pieces incorporated into interiors, is that the global is becoming a part of what modern design is about. And that's a really wonderful and amazing transformation that we're seeing in modern home decor today.
That is absolutely wonderful.
I love that you guys are so far ahead of it that you've been able to write a book, get it published, think about it, create it ahead of the trend.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that may be called their trendsetters, Mark. That's what that's called.
I'm a tastemaker, so I know.
Oh, really?
By the way, what is global design?
Well, global design is actually really interesting because a lot of people will tend to think of it as collecting things that come from somewhere else, but I mean, we're all here on the globe together, so there are a lot of different ways that you can incorporate things from where you are and from other places in the world, and it all qualifies as global. So Janine and I, we actually like to think a lot more in terms of cultural design within global design, because then it becomes not only about your ability to incorporate things from other places, but then also your ability to bring your own culture into your space, because that all qualifies as global too. Really, where we're at in the process right now is really trying to deepen everyone's sort of understanding of different global pieces, because it's easy to incorporate something in from another culture. You can find things now over the internet, and there's so many great stores. But really understanding where that piece comes from, what its original intent was, is really, it's an amazing window on the cultures that created these pieces that we love so much now.
Yeah, we're starting to call ourselves, I just came up with this term, I don't know if it's a real word or not, but I think culturalists. And it's because, you know, we love culture so much, and we think that that's the way that anyone can really express themselves in the most personal way, you know, in their home, whether it's that you have ancestry, you know, in Belgium, or you have ancestry in parts of, you know, Africa, in Morocco or France or any place around the world. Being able to bring that cultural expression into your home creates a very unique style of home decor. And we find that to be extremely exciting and really do find that whether it's the homeowners in our book or others that we're talking about who travel all over the globe and bring pieces back from these different places, they're using these cultural pieces as a way of self-expression in their interior.
I moved to... Today on my Fix It Up Life.
We're going global to bring you the biggest, brightest, and best designs that are trending around the world.
Our trek starts with HGTV and Food Network designer Tanya Nyack. From House Hunters on Vacation to Restaurant Impossible to the Billion Dollar Block, Tanya's never at rest unless she's on the move.
And we change planes and go ship to shore and more with Afro-Chic's ever-eclectic Janine Hayes. Taking her inspiration from the world over, Janine sends us postcards from the edge of design.
Our passports are stamped. It's time to fly. The world awaits.
Now boarding for my Fix-It-Up Life.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight...
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and I'm global.
You are?
I am a man of many countries.
Is that because you have an internet connection?
Mostly. I do it through Facebook.
You do? You're a global Facebooker?
I'm global from my living room.
Oh, no.
That's the power of the internet.
World is scared.
Yeah.
One of the downsides of having the internet is that Mark is actually global.
I am an international force. Tanya Nyack, Restaurant Impossible, HGTV. I would say more things from your bio, but I started reading it, and it was 12 to 13 pages long, 4-point font.
So and he got tired.
So I threw it away.
Yeah.
He just tossed it. That's what men of the international scene do. They just toss things. They just live by the seat of their pants.
That's
Mark.
I'm a global trash maker,
is what it is.
Yeah. And that's why he usually has, like, a tear in the seat of his pants, too, because... You know, that's how he lives. You do. You usually do. Have a rip in the seat of your pants.
That's because I'm working hard, man. I am working hard like Tanya Nyack does on all of her projects, which are infused with what we would call a global design theme. What? Huh?
He uses the word we as that we would call it that. Because Mark is an expert in global decor.
Oh, naturally. I don't even know why I'm here, because Mark could totally talk about all the global design.
Okay. All right, Tanya, bear with me for 2 seconds here, because now I'm going to tell you a story. I just built a pergola.
Oh, Lord.
And
you know I love pergolas, right?
Oh, yeah, my God. Do you really?
I built one. I built a couple of them on Restaurant Impossible, and Tom has decided that they're no longer called pergolas. They're called purgatories.
Well, Mark loves building pergolas.
Tanya, I will build a pergola with you, and it will be awesome.
Let's do it. I'm in.
There you go.
So outplay Robert Irvine does not allow garden light, so I have to work for it. I have to fight for it. So are you with me? Are you with me on this?
No garden lights.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. Open flame.
Why doesn't he like garden lights?
I don't know. Here's the thing about garden lights and silk plants, which I'm with him on the silk plants.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he just thinks they look knick-knacky and garbagey. But I have shown him that they can look cool.
It's true. They can look cool, and they can look really tacky. It just depends on what you're using and how you're using them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But back to me and the pergola.
Okay.
Right. Back to you, Mark.
So... I cut and designed a bunch of rafter tail details, and Teresa said, this one, not so much, this one, not so much. And then the one that we chose to use, Teresa says, wow, that's awesome. That's reminiscent of Aztec design that's very popular now.
Ah, nice.
I will tell you.
So was it very angular?
Yes. Well, I actually said it was Mayan.
Oh, Mayan.
Yeah,
okay. Sorry, wrong
fine.
Culture.
It's the same kind of
thing. At any rate, I invented it out of the ether in someone's backyard. So
yeah.
I just want you to know that I'm infused.
I think you were channeling the spirits.
I think you were channeling some kind of spirit to create that. Right?
No, I can't. I can't ever be given the credit for it.
It came from your essence.
It has to be from somewhere else.
Well, and I think too, you know, looking at the work that we've seen Tanya do on HGTV and Restaurant Impossible and everywhere else, that like you do have sort of a sense about this whole global, you know, this global trend that's really hot right now. That's something that seems like you've been doing for a long time naturally in your designs. And I think I want to give you a little bit of credit for like, you know, making it hot.
You know, I try. Well, let me tell you, though, I've been really lucky in the sense that the last series that I did with HGTV was called House Hunters on Vacation. So I had the opportunity to not just travel and see these beautiful, fun, exotic places, but I was also in charge of showing these gorgeous homes that had a bit of the flair of wherever we were, like Santa Fe, New Mexico, for example, has a very different style than Scotland, you know? And so we got to do all these beautiful places, and it definitely gave me an eye into the real deal and how to incorporate it back at home, back here in the States, you know? And plus, I'm from India. So, like, I was born there. I go back to visit all the time. So as far as global design is concerned, totally. It's what I live, breathe.
Well, I kind of think that my husband Mark is thinking right now, now we have to travel around the world in order to be on trend. Is that what you're thinking?
Plane, already on it.
Although, I think Teresa's trying to get me to say that so that you guys will now do a trip around the world.
Oh, that'd be great.
The good thing is that you're right about the internet. I mean, all you need is Google Images. Like, I type in the craziest, weirdest combos, like Moroccan style, modern, loft. And then you'd be amazed what pops up. Like, something will always pop up on Google Images no matter what you type in. So it's a nice way to kind of get the ball rolling.
That's a great DIY tip. It really is. For someone who doesn't really have a sense of their own sense, and I'm guilty as charged, so I could type in a couple things I like, country, rustic, wild, outside, made of wood,
okay.
say pergola, and...
Right.
You could type in that cockamamie stuff, and the algorithm would spit something back at you that maybe gets you the first step down the road.
Right. And, you know, I think in working with clients nowadays, I ask them to put a Pinterest board together for me, because I've had instances where a client will say, you know, I would really love a Mediterranean design. And then I end up spending a lot of time pulling together Mediterranean, what I think is Mediterranean, into a concept board. And so, for example, this particular client, I came back to her with very Greek island type of style. You know, when I think Mediterranean, that's what I think of. I think of blues, white, breezy, fresh. And I think what she had intended in her mind, Mediterranean, was Tuscan. You know, Italian fields of grapes and, you know, all of that style. And it was totally different. So it's nice to have that as a tool when you are trying to pull together a look. Pinterest is like a living concept board for you.
And I think that is such a good point too, communicating through pictures, because even, you know, spouses, husbands and wives, couples,
yes,
trying to communicate, this is what I think that I want to do, and in words, it doesn't really paint the picture for the other person about what it is you really want to do. Like,
I walk away from conversations with Teresa and
delighted.
She had one conversation,
right?
And evidently I had another.
Yes.
And it's like, and then we come back to meet in the middle, and we can't find the middle because, you know, the Tuscan Mediterranean Greek thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what happens. It's a miscommunication. But, you know, I do have a few tips on, like, some real simple DIY projects that you can do on your own that will add a little bit of that ethnic, global vibe in your space, and super easy. So, you ready?
I'm ready. Seatbelt
on. All right. I'll lay it on you. So, for example, you could take, you know, those kilim rugs, they're K-I-L-M, they almost have that sort of Aztec design on them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a really, I think, or a Turkish rug, they're that heavy woven, they're not quite like a shaggy rug, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
they're sort of like a nice flat jute rug. So you could use that and actually reupholster an ottoman. All right, first of all, just using one of those adds a bit of a flair into the space anyways. But if you want to take it and use it in a different way, take an old ottoman and reupholster it with one of those. Perfect to give, like, a nice, cool look in your space. of course, baskets, you know, the flat round baskets are great in a series of them on the wall. That'll always do something beautiful. Me being from India, I love saris, the print from the saris, which are what the women wear where they wrap around their waist and up and over their shoulder. So you can use that fabric for a tablecloth for a great dinner party. I mean, things that are really simple. It's just a matter of getting your hands on them and just thinking creatively with it.
I really love those tips and using things that are intended for one thing in a different way.
Yeah, and it's easy and it's fun and it adds that flair.
I like that flair. Are you?
Now, I have a question for you because you're talking about being from India and traveling back there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there, and I'm going to use House Hunters on Vacation as a specific, is there a particular place in the world that you sort of, and this doesn't have to come into your design, but feel most at home? Like, do you like to take a Caribbean vacation or go skiing in Aspen or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Where
yeah.
does Tanya go when Tanya's not, wants to be inspired? And well, could you please speak about yourself in the third person? Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So Tanya actually really enjoys sitting on a beach and just zoning out when I'm out here. But I do love travel. Like, I have a trip coming up to Turkey. I've been to Spain several times. I just love to take in the whole culture, from the food, even the smells, the design, the decor, the architecture, all of it. I don't know. I mean, I love travel. It's always been the case since I was very young. So for
everyone who's traveling to Boston, what restaurant should they go to there that you've recently designed?
My new restaurant, which is called Back Bay Harry's. So that one is in the Back Bay area. And we just opened it about 5 months ago. But also, I'm actually standing. If you hear an echo around me or people yelling or hammers, I'm in a restaurant that we designed. I'm not an owner of this one, but it's beautiful. It's on State Street in Boston, and it's called Bostonia. And you want to talk about pulling inspiration. This whole restaurant was designed on the inspiration of Old Boston.
Wow.
I'm in love with it. I would love to go there, but I would only go to yours to name drop you. Hey, where's Tanya?
Listen,
by the way, I know Tanya.
Nice to come. When are you coming to Boston?
When are we going to Boston, Mark?
We're going to Brimfield.
We are, but that's not Boston.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yeah, it's not Boston. It's not close enough to sort of swing in.
It's getting
and
us
check
closer.
Out Back Bay Harry's on Commonwealth Avenue. Is it on Commonwealth Avenue? I have no
but you
idea.
Guys are in Pennsylvania, right?
We are. We're in Philadelphia.
So, okay, so enough with the excuses. It's not that far. Just get over here already.
It really isn't that far, Mark. You should really take me on a trip.
You know what we should do, Tanya? Let's come up and see you. We'll give you our children. Then we'll go to Back Bay Harry's and then
I'm
wish you were there.
That. Done.
Our children are really nice, too.
I've seen pictures of them. I've seen you guys tweeting on Instagram and all that stuff, and I'm in.
And they're handy.
Adorable.
They can help with the restaurant.
Oh, good. I'll put them to work. Don't you worry about that.
Put yourselves to work and check out Tanya. Follow her at Tanya Nyack on Twitter. Check her out on Facebook. Check out her umpteen thousand shows on every network in America. And check us out. We'll be back, and we'll teach you how to build a pergola right after this. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The door was smashed, she said that she was the bomb. Spend our summer holding on.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
It's time to bring...